David Lord and Les Easterby are two of the most recognizable names in Wichita music. Lord cut his teeth in the jazz rock band Soligit, and more recently, the Wonder Revolution, while Easterby worked his way through a number of bands, including Ant Academy, The World Palestine, and of late, The World Palindrome. The old friends saw a lot of each other while Easterby was working on the latest World Palindrome recording, and Lord says that's when their first collaboration, the Wonder Revolution's Wow album, began.
Well, I think I just wrote one guitar song, just recorded some parts, and tentatively asked Les if he'd want to do something over it, and so I gave it to him, and then he wrote a song over the top of it, went really well, and so then we just started doing that where every week or two I would give him some tracks of classical guitars, and then usually I give him a batch of lyrics too, and then he'd kind of take those lyrics, add some of his own.
For Easterby, the project was the fruition of hopes he'd had for several years.
It's something we've kind of talked about, because I remember even back in like 2009 and seeing David play and just being like, man, we really have to do something together sometime. But, you know, we both stay pretty busy and, you know, things come up. But, you know, we finally got a chance to do it, which was awesome.
Wow provides evidence of both musicians having grown by leaps and bounds. Perhaps most notably is Lord's guitar playing. He opted for non-standard tunings this time, most of them inspired by his fiancée, Lindsay Bowling.
Actually, I would ask Lindsay like to tell me some random notes, and then I would just tune the guitar to whatever she said. But then what was so nice as far as working with Les is, in the past, like, you know, guitar parts are pretty natural, but then I'll spend a lot of time trying to write melodies and songs and then get somebody else to sing it and that sort of thing. And that's not quite, that doesn't come quite as naturally for me as just the guitar part. So that was a really new development for me to just do my part, pass it on to Les. On a tree stump, moss clumps. And then have it come back with something, you know, way better than I could have ever dreamed of coming up with.
Easterby says that what he added to the lyrics was fairly minimal because Lord's initial drafts were so strong.
I feel really fortunate that he did provide the majority of the lyrics, because that's one of the things that really don't look forward to when it comes to albums. That's one of the more painful processes for me, so it was nice to have something to go by and kind of piece stuff together and, you know, add a few things if I had to.
What is perhaps most fitting about this new collaboration between Les Easterby and David Lord is that it was Easterby who helped Lord move from the jazz world into the rock world a little more than a decade ago. It began when Easterby asked Lord's band, Soligit, to open for his band, Ant Academy.
Les found a recording of us or something online.
It was on MySpace. I was looking through stuff, and I heard it, and I was just like, this stuff's awesome. So I just asked him, you know, to play a show with us at the Funky Foot.
Right.
Yeah.
Probably, if you wouldn't have probably done that, we might not have even gone that direction.
Wonder Revolution's Wow is out now. The band celebrates the release of the album with a live performance at the Fish House Friday evening. For KMUW News, I'm Jed Bodwin.